Tom Steyer is a billionaire former hedge fund manager who in recent years has turned his attention to environmental activism and progressive causes. Steyer is a significant backer of a proposed ballot measure that would greatly increase how much of Arizona's energy comes from renewable sources. And his organization, Next Gen America, has invested $2 million in the state to get more young voters involved. I spoke with Steyer earlier via Skype to find out more about his bigger plans. I started by asking him why he thinks Arizona, traditionally a Republican-leaning state, is worth his investment.
That's a great question, Steve. I think that our overall sense about Arizona and the United States more broadly is that we need a broader, more inclusive democracy. The largest age cohort in the United States is people under the age of 35. It's a bigger age cohort than the baby boomers. And they vote at about half the rate of other American citizens. So we believe that to have a representative democracy, our largest age cohort has to participate at a much higher rate, similar to the way other Americans do, and that their voices need to be heard and their votes need to be counted for us to have anything like the democracy that we aspire to.
What are you looking to do when you're saying that to get these younger voters more actively involved? And what they're seeing now, does that make them more likely to be more active or more likely to be cynical and not be active?
From what we can tell, Steve, the reason that younger voters have not participated at the same rate as other Americans is because they don't trust the system. They don't believe their votes make any difference. And they are distrustful of both political parties. So what we've been trying to do is to talk to them about the issues and to make sure they understand how important their votes are, because they're passionate, they're knowledgeable, they care. They just have been, in effect, rejecting the system itself up to now.
How impressed are you by what you've seen of the young kids as it relates to die-ins around the country and relates to what happened in Florida?
What we've seen is the very youngest young American voters, high school students, saying to adults, do your job, protect us from getting killed in school. And I'm extremely impressed with the seriousness and intelligence and passion that they've brought to the table. I am incredibly impressed with how thoughtful and intelligent they've been. I think we should listen to them. And I hope, you know, we've tried to make to commit to register them and try and make sure that not only are their voices heard in February and March and April, but their votes are counted in November.
Tom, what do you think happens to elected officials on the right or the left when they get in these positions? And let's say you have an example of these kids trying to bring about change after a tragic event, and a lot of lawmakers don't seem to take them entirely seriously. Do you think that that's a disconnect? Do you think that is a disrespect? What do you think that is?
Most people who are running for office are obsessed with getting votes. And if high school students who are 18 years old and eligible to vote don't vote, then there's no reason for people running for office to take them seriously. That's why we've focused on making sure that there's not just attention paid 6 months out, but that in fact, no one running for office can safely ignore young people, young Americans, young voters come November 2018, because if they show up, then people running for office have to pay attention.
You've been a passionate advocate for a lot of issues recently. Has the Trump presidency made you passionate to an even higher level? Has this made Tom Steyer decide to be even more active than he would have been before?
Definitely. You know, I was very, very surprised to see Mr. Trump win in November of 2016. I disagree with him on virtually every policy and every appointment. But more than that, I think that the values that he represents and espouses are anti-American, that they absolutely fly in the face of our greatest traditions and our greatest successes. And so I'm committed to working with all the other people whom he outrages to try and get our country back on a just and inclusive and prosperous path. And yes, I'm absolutely energized by that, because I think it's in the American tradition to try and do the right thing and hang together when times are tough.
Are we in a situation now where someone like you, who may be less influenced by outside forces, is our system turning into one now where, because there's so much outside money, whether it's because of Citizens United or something else, that someone who's independently wealthy has to run, so we're less inclined to think they're influenced by something?
Well, I do I have the advantage of the fact that I don't have to pay attention to drug companies if they're going to contribute to my campaign, and therefore I can't represent the interests of the American people. I don't have to listen to people who are going to put money into my campaign and then want special privileges and, you know, to be served differentially from their fellow citizens. So, you know, I do think that the money in politics is incredibly corrupting, and we're going to have to figure out a way to change that, because it is killing our system and it is making elected officials make decisions that are absolutely contrary to the needs and interests of the American public.
And because we are so polarized, whether because of issues or because of gerrymandering in Congress and whatever, where it's so much harder to have seats or people who may be more inclined to be pragmatic, does that make it harder for your message to get across in certain states? Because you're known as a very progressive person. Are more conservative states, are they less likely to listen to you? And does that make it harder just because people are less open-minded, perhaps?
Well, we're certainly at a very partisan stage. And the other thing that's true is that the media that people on the left watch and listen to is very different from the media that the people on the right watch and listen to. So that there is a, you know, there is no common ground. There is no common source of information, so that we're all working from the same playbook. I think that's definitely true. But I also believe that, as the saying goes, the truth is a lion. And once you release it, it can take care of itself. So my point in all of this has been, as much as possible, to try and tell the hard truths, that the truth is a lion. The American people are smart and responsible. They can deal with the truth as long as someone's willing to tell it and doesn't have any corrupting influences preventing him or her from telling it.
Tom Steyer is the founder of the group Next Gen America. Thanks so much for your time today.
Steve, thank you very much for having me. I loved your questions.